Our book reviewer, Lev Raphael, has been reading about a short, happy period in the life of a short-lived poet.
Most of us, when we think of Sylvia Plath, think of her suicide and think of her very dark poetry at the end. But this is a book that will make you look at Sylvia Plath in a whole new way. It's called Pain, Parties, Work, Sylvia Plath in New York, Summer 1953, and it's by Elizabeth Winder.
Is this a biography or?
This is the most unusual biography I think I've ever read. I would call it a microbiography because it covers just 1 month in Sylvia Plath's life. She was a teenager. She was in college. She was an intern at Mademoiselle magazine, where she did interviews and attended parties and was basically introduced to the journalistic world and the world of Mademoiselle, which told women, especially young women, what they were supposed to be.
Which, in her case, you know, she did end up doing the mother and wife thing as
well. She certainly did. What I loved about this book, even though some reviewers think it's kind of frothy and frivolous, is that it rounds out the image of her. I mean, here is a woman who is dating and having fun, even with boring men, and buying clothes and worrying about her lipstick and makeup and her hair and running around New York, having a fabulous time and living her dream, which didn't last because, of course, you know, not long after this, she tried suicide for the first time. But it's, to me, a wonderful antidote to this image of doomed, miserable Sylvia Plath, who always was going to kill herself and life was always horrible. It's not the full picture, but neither is the other.
Well, I remember reading The Bell Jar a long time ago by Sylvia Plath and being struck by the fact that when she was up, she seemed to be a very alive, engaging, certainly not the image of, you know, somebody walking around in a black cloak necessarily.
This was a woman, a young woman who was completely open to experience, open to the world, and she would date anyone just for the experience of dating them. And I have to tell you, I once had dinner with an Amherst College grad who dated Sylvia Plath. This was the most boring man I had ever spoken to in my life. And if she could date him and survive the evening, then she was really full of life, full of wonderment, full of questions, and full of energy. And to me, that was what was so wonderful about the book, is that I got to see her in a way that was new. And that's what you want from the best biographies.
Do you think, honestly, that if she had been able to, and this is sheer speculation, of course, but I mean, do you think if she would have been able to overcome the depression in her life, that, I mean, what would have happened to her? How would she have been able to continue the level of intensity of writing that she had been doing, you know, in her very earliest years? I mean, you know, we forget she died when she was 30, and, you know, so much, and everything she wrote clearly was before that, between the ages of 8 and 30. How could she have sustained that? I mean, it sounds like, sometimes I think that it could have ended up more sadly than it did.
In a weird way, I think you're right. I think she burned out. I think she was living such an intense emotional life that, I don't know, it's really hard to imagine Sylvia Plath at 80, you know, a grand old woman of American letters. And in the same way that, who would Jim Morrison be now? We don't know. But what we do know is that a book like this shows us that there's always more to learn about people we think we know intimately.
The book is Pain, Parties, Work, Sylvia Plath in New York, Summer 1953 by Elizabeth Winder. Our book reviewer is Lev Raphael. When he isn't working on novels or teaching, he occasionally blogs for the Huffington Post.